June 18th, Wellington slept at Waterloo. On this day in 1815, the Battle of Waterloo was fought. As the Duke of Wellington later remarked, it was a damn close-run thing. He would certainly know, having fought in at least 24 previous battles in various parts of the world. It was a tradition of Wellington to name his battles after the place where he had spent the previous night, hence Waterloo. It could have been Brussels, though that wouldn't be such a memorable name for a railway station. The battle was fought south of the town. Two nights before the battle, the Duchess of Richmond gave a ball in Brussels and invited many officers, including Wellington. During the evening, he received word that the French were advancing. Not wanting a panic, he sent the officers one by one to their regiments and finally left himself. Here is the start of Byron's famous poem, The Eve of Waterloo. There was a sound of revelry by night, and Belgium's capital had gathered then her beauty and her chivalry, and bright the lamps shone o'er fair women and brave men. A thousand hearts beat happily, and when music arose, with its voluptuous swell, soft eyes looked love to eyes which spake again, and all went merry as a marriage bell. But hush, hark, a deep sound strikes like a rising knell. Did ye not hear it? No, 'twas but the wind, or the car rattling o'er the stony street. On with the dance, let joy be unconfined. No sleep till morn, when youth and pleasure meet, to chase the glowing hours with flying feet. But hark, that heavy sound breaks in once more, as if the clouds its echo would repeat, and nearer, clearer, deadlier than before. Arm, arm, it is, the cannon's opening roar. Today, if life is a damn close-run thing, I recall the Serenity Prayer.